So I have a little story about our band. We are called the Dirty Dandelions, but we're missing quite a few. We used to be called Dandy and the Flakes. And there's a reason for that. And one of the flakes is sitting on that chair right there. I'm really sorry that she's not playing with us. But anyways, I would like a show of hands right here if you were one of those subjected to the show Sesame Street as a child.
Are you singing?
So one of the most amazing folk musicians who just passed away actually this year.
We got a bass. It's the mic.
This is definitely one of our people, one of the most amazing song catchers, the type of people who carries our voices and sings our songs. The late Pete Seeger once made a great appearance on the show Sesame Street. So I want you to imagine that you are a child watching that show back in the 1980s. And all of a sudden you see Oscar the Grouch poking his head out of a trash can. And he is looking over at this slightly balding, white-haired man, which is the younger Pete Seeger, who is about to play the most controversial song I think that's ever been performed on PBS. And
there it is.
It's an amazing song.
Yeah.
And it's also a sing-along. We're going to do this recreation.
Put it under the bass.
And,
this one's out now, too.
What I need you to do is every time that you hear the word garbage, I would like you to say garbage with me. And you can say it like you want to. You can say garbage, garbage, or you can garbage, garbage, and really get a metal voice to it. Whatever you prefer. But this is a song,
Is this on?
That I've changed the words a little bit, and I don't know how many here are from the state of Oregon, but we have a really shitty governor who's running again, who pretends to be an environmentalist, and this song's about him. Kids Hopper calls a waiter, orders steak and baked potato. He leaves that bone and gristle and he never eats the skin. While the buckwheat comes and takes it, with the cop contaminates it, puts it in a can of coffee grounds and sardine tins. While that truck comes by on Friday and it hauls it all the way, 1,000 trucks just like it and they're here every day. Full of garbage, 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 garbage. Garbage, garbage,
that's where you can sing along.
Love the sea, it's garbage, 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 garbage. Well, what will they do when there's nothing left to do but all the garbage? Well, Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac, he takes it down the freeway track, leaving his friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, up the warm of the cloud that hangs for 30 days. Well, in that sun licks down into it with an ultraviolet tongue, turns it into smog and then it settles in our lungs. Oh,
garbage, 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 garbage.
Well, they're filling up the air with garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage.
Well, what will they do when there's nothing but debris but
garbage, garbage, garbage?
Double A on the main note. Thank you. off his shoes, he settles down with the evening news while the kids do their homework with the TV in one ear. While Batman for the thousandth time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, dutifully they learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. Well, in the paper there's a story about the mayor's middle name. It's to read it all before that big football game. Oh,
garbage, 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 garbage.
Well, they're filling up our minds with garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage.
Well, what will they do when there's nothing left to watch? There's nothing left to touch. There's nothing left to walk upon. Nothing left to talk upon. Nothing left to see. And nothing left to breathe. But factory, they're making plastic Christmas trees complete with silver tinsel in a geodesic stain. Well, that plastic's mixed some giant bats from some conglomeration that's been piped from deep within the earth or stripped mine from the land. If you ask them any questions, they'll say, why don't you see? It's absolutely needed for the economy. Oh,
garbage, 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 garbage.
Well, their stocks and their bonds, they're all
garbage, 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 garbage.
Well, what will they do when their system goes to smash? There's no value in their cash, no money to be made, and there's a world to be repaid. Those kids will read in history books about financiers and other crooks, feudalism and slavery, nuked with all their knavery, to history's depth and work and find all sorts of other kinds of
garbage, garbage, garbage.
So, we've been talking about this critter, and some of you may not know what it is. This mountain beaver that's been referenced is real. Not only is it real, it's being targeted by all of the timber companies in Cascadia because it's the dangerous, most dangerous rodent in the forest right now. What it does is every time that they replant these clear cuts, the only thing that's really stopping them from being successful is a very small rodent that's coming out of the ground. Oh, not a rodent. Sorry. It is a very small critter that eats very small things like tiny Douglas fir saplings. And it costs the timber industry thousands and thousands of dollars all the time. And every time they replant these sales, this little critter comes out, chews their whole field up. And so they put out traps, they've done all these things.
So
but the
like
thing is that this little tiny critter has a lot of friends that are also with it. And it is able to do a lot of things other than just eat those little fir sprouts. It's able to do all sorts of things. It, even though it's not scientifically documented that it has opposable thumbs, I'm pretty sure it can wield a pickaxe pretty well. It can definitely take down any type of large machinery with the blink of the eye. And it is really amazing what this little thing is able to accomplish. And we're going to sing a cute little song about this little critter. And it's called Aplodontia rufa, to educate y'all on the Latin name of the critter.
People, come gather round. I've got a story of a friend of the ground. Aplodontia, her Latin name. Here's a story of the little game. In the ancient forest, Cascadia. They're being threatened by the greedy eye, the timber barons, the state and boss, the farm and port street are waging a war. Timber barons, you understood, said we are winning. That understood, we'll take your chainsaws, we'll break your plows, chew through your wires, chew through the ground. And in the evening, when your work is done, that's when us beavers start having fun. We'll cost you bundles, we won't give in, in value from a month, they vary. Tell the forest, all once restored, with no more logging, not one more bore. We won't be messing with your mind, we'll drive you crazy, working overtime. We'll pop the tires in your big log trucks, we'll do your logs up, we'll get you stuck. We'll break your yarders, we'll move your signs, we'll tear your gates down, we'll make you whine. Dig away mountain beaver, dig your trenches wide. Dig away mountain beaver, give the machines no place to hide. Your traps are useless to our little hands, cause our pickaxes will smash your plan. We'll take the poisons from the nasty trucks, when you're not looking, fill up your cups. We'll show no mercy, we'll draw the line, digging in the moonlight, digging in the pines. We'll lead them first sprouts, we'll lead them all, cause you took our forest, so we'll make you fall.
So I'm the type of person who actually is split in my biocentrism, bioregional centrism, I should say. Sorry. I'm split in a lot of ways, but I grew up in a place where when it rained, the water didn't just go into the amazing duff that we have out here. But it went all over the lands in massive floods, and I grew up amongst a lot of flood culture. And it was a place called Iowa. And there was a time when, you know, the floods were coming, and it just, like, one after another. When it rains in the Midwest, it's not like rain out here. It's just, it rains, and, like, you can't see anything because the raindrops are as big as buckets that are falling from the sky, and they hit you in the face, and it's just like you have to go inside. Like, you can try to embrace it, but it's just like it's sometimes not worth it. But the land is really, really poisoned and really hurt in the Midwest. It's really like a sad place because there's no access to the wild spaces. I've been to some wild spaces that are still there, but so much of it is continually being taken. And especially in the land of Iowa, which is a very fertile place, people came there because there's more waterways in that land than any other place in the region. And there's all sorts of little creeks and streams and rivers. And it's really unfortunate that if you go through this place that seems like the most beautiful place for amazing oak groves and wild places, all you can see are fields and fields of monocrop soy and corn.
Burn it all down!
There's an.
Burn it all down!
We don't like that. Oh, great.
And
we just lost power, so I'm going to shout. So,
all right.
The gas is out. But that means
all right, everybody, empty your mouth.
I am still totally willing to tell this story.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
So, there is another solution to burning all the corn and soy away. And I wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more song, and there's lots more performers who are going to sing more acoustically, because that's the way it is now. Civilization just fell.
Woo!
But some of you out there may know a very amazing person of this land who goes by the name Metal Fire Tongue. And Metal wrote this song. Metal's one of the most amazing people I've ever met with words. They know how to put words together in ways I've never thought. And they wrote this about this bioregion that we are currently occupying. It's one of my favorite songs ever. It's coming time to say goodbye. My true love, she bid me to fly. But you and I have something real among us. When it comes to land, I'm monogamous. Well, there's a lot of places, wide open spaces, beauty that'll break your heart. Put out the daylight, I love you, that wildlife. Time to make a start. We are all where the deer and the anarchist roam.
That's my name. First, what I want to do for y'all is try to recite the first poem that I ever wrote from memory. So I'm going to try to do that real quick. But bear with me. I'm just pulling it out of my pocket. So we'll see. So it goes, stay positive, stay positive. Make sure the tension in your eyes isn't obvious. I know I need to build my own social capital, but these wounds from low-class shrapnel feel like a choke chain. Like past pleasure doubles present pain, I ask but to forget. But my history and loose tongue say not yet. You don't get to breathe. But I stay positive. Make sure the tension in my eyes isn't as obvious as the pretentious. Masked by the drama of years, you can see on my face, my teeth aren't straight or whitened, and I don't get a parental stipend. So I don't preach pro-life. Wait, hold on. Yeah. So I don't get a parental stipend to preach pro-life. My mother had a choice. And most days, I don't think she made the right one. But I stay positive, make sure the tension in my eyes isn't as obvious. See, chaos has become habitual instead of a house cleaning ritual. Oh, Gosh, that is a harsh ass place to leave, y'all. There's a couple more lines in there that made it a little softer, but take that knife. Real quick. Okay. Yeah, I got more. I got one more. I gotta. Thank you. I'm gonna read you like a silly ass shit right now. Okay, so history of this land base. I will give you a picture of the dirty kids that exist around here. Yeah, you know, it's our people. But so this is from a mountain nearby here, and it's a night that a bunch of people read the poem Howl, right? Like, so fucking cliche, oh God. But, like, three people at the same time in this, like, abandoned shack read this, and there's, like, mad stream of consciousness everywhere, right? So I was like, time to write our own howl of this place. And here it is. Boxcars, boxcars, what do you know of boxcars? Train kids hitching through chaparral and chia fields. Do you remember to harvest what's around you? Bloody pussy legs and hands. Three layers of dirty street kids chanting howl together in a Siskiyou forest shack built by hippies that became weed millionaires. New age colonialists who used to believe in collective parenting before they had their own nuclear family bomb to drop on any attempts at culture, like pouring isopropyl alcohol on a kombucha mother. Typewriter fights dissolve fear. Humble smiles dismantle the sinner, the old money monster inside. Pain is relative, so realize if your life has fucking been pleasant, then most of your pain may really just be a limiting illusion, preventing you from actually feeling or learning. Sleeping 7-year-old boy begging to be carried up the hill. Is it my son or my lover? Moloch, is it not? Blameless guilt. I'm not guilting you, and you are not guilty. Suspenders and tights. Any kind of leather. Patched and sewn. Ghee, dates, raw cheese, bananas, trail mix, tobacco, weed, pocket wine, vag wine. Temporary autonomous moans. Process that later. Nuck tats, circles, face tats, get land. Get land, how do we? Do we? We have stuffed so many people into a box. 14 Shiba Libas in a one-room shack. Dubstep stream of consciousness. It's pronounced Dada. Here's your potato salad. Happy Thanksgiving. Our sensual melancholy fell off the porch. Our friend really fell off the porch, and he, like, broke his neck. It was crazy. But he lived through it, and he's back. He's here. It's great. Each person in love with each other. We chill in enclaves. Chill. Perhaps could be coming. Where will you be? Who will you be with? And what will you have? Strong backs. The secret is, your mom wasn't fucking crazy at all. Neither is she. You trust her more than anyone. Half-bill houses everywhere. Hobbit, teepee, condo, lily pad, Lilith pad, drunken dancing, blonde dread, humble peasant. Will she remember you tomorrow? He needs her, he says. Says he can't live his life because of her. What the fuck? Get over it. I'm sorry. I understand. I mean, more creative ways, diversity of tactics, I understand, but what the fuck? Harlequin, where's the opium? No, this is a serious question. Where's the poppy tincture? Valerian, for the active racing throats. Brawn recluse. Pirate ships and whales in the forest. Truffle a tree, weed buds, whales. We are whales in the forest. History written in fat cells. Wu Wei. A Taoist principle meaning do nothing. I blew the conch. There was no food for Thanksgiving. Platonic life partners parenting each other. Boom bands. Viola beatbox. Cave painting light shows. Trim scene. Theater. So many worlds on top of each other. Mindless chatter. Mindless chatter. Who put the weed in my sleeping bag?
I'm gonna list all of the people that are still on the list that can, I hope, self-organize and figure this shit out. So we got Rizal, Calista with a dance routine, Sabina, and I don't know if someone erased Come Magadan. And then Marlena can join in if they want, whatever. Wait, you want to do it? Okay, so we have Marlena, Rizal, Calista, and Come Megan and Anna, and y'all can figure out whatever fucking thing you guys get. Anna, out! And I hope you had a lot of fun, and I hope you had a
Hi, I'm Come Maggot.
Ama.
Who here is familiar with the musical Cats?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah! There's one cat from that musical that I think really personifies the Earth First Movement. So we're going to perform their song. Also, there's a really close friend of mine who is obsessed with cats. And they can't be here right now because they're holding it down defending Unlocked Forest in the Matole from being cut by Humble Redwood Company. Woo! And they're out there right now. And so we're dedicating this song to her because she can't be here. And she would be like really stoked to see this. So this is for you, unnamed person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say your name right now. Okay.
For an awesome person. Perfect.
Yeah, hold up the phone.
Hold up it.
Anna. God damn it.
Macavity's a mystery cat. He's called the Hidden Paw. For he's the master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair. For when they reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there! You may see him in the basement, you may look up in the air. But I tell you once and once again, McCavity's not there! McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. He's a fiend in feline shape, the monster of depravity. You know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined with thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake! McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. He's a fiend.
He's broken every human law.
He breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a faker stare. But I tell you once and once again, McCavity's not there!
Woo!
Okay. Hi, this is Andy Caffrey. I'm going to be reading some poems written by classic warrior poets from Earth First. None of these things I had anything to do with, but they have moved me tremendously. They're among my favorites. And I'm not a poet or a singer, but I'm going to do my best to try to convey to you the sort of spirit and energy of what these artists put into it. This first one is called The Beauty of Ghost Towns. It's by Dwight Worker, otherwise known as Agent 13. He sank whaling and drift net ships, and he also liked to travel the southwestern United States. The beauty of ghost towns. My favorite towns are ghost towns. By myself, I can feel their spirits, hear the piano, the laughter, the outbursts, the laments, the threats, the curse, the collapsed saloon, the caved-in general store, the overgrown cemetery, the abandoned cat house, where they bartered transient flesh for silver by the ounce, the burned-out storefront church, manifest fantasy buried in the rubble, the lone vulture staring at me from its high perch. Ah, the eerie loneliness of ghost towns. It's what I wish would happen to most towns. When I see creosote bush and sagebrush blocking off Main Street, Pinon and Ocotillo tripping up my feet, barrel cactus pushing apart well-laid cobblestones, mesquite and Palo Verde reaching through broken windows, when I see corral fences lying broken and unattended, where once wild horses were rounded up and roped, when I see everything that man built going back to the earth, it's at times like these that I still feel some hope. Actually, I'll do a John Trudell poem. You guys know John Trudell?
I love John Trudell.
Yeah, John's my man. Actually, when I got involved in Earth First in 88, there was some really hard shit that happened to me, and I got a John Trudell tape, his Tribal Voices one, and it just kind of changed my life the whole summer. And this is from that, if you know that one. It's called Fairy Eyes. Let's see here. Okay, no, I'll do September 19th. Today I challenge the nukes. The soldiers of the state placed me in captivity, or so they thought. They bound my wrist in their plastic handcuffs, surrounded me with their plastic minds and faces. They ridiculed me, but I could see through to the ridicule they brought on themselves. They told me, squat over there by the trash can. They left a soldier to guard me. I was the Viet Cong. I was Crazy Horse. Little did they understand, squatting down in the earth, they placed me with my power. Mother Earth is my power to laugh. Laugh at their righteous wrong. Their sneers and their taunts gave me clarity to see their powerlessness. It was in the way they dressed and in the way they acted. They viewed me as an enemy, a threat to their rationalizations. I felt pity for them, knowing they will never be free. I was their captive, but my heart was racing through the generations, the memories of eternity. I was beyond their reach. I would be brought to the internment camp to share my time with my allies. The last time I saw them, they were standing in their 12-hour shifts, addicted to their chain of command, waiting to be told what to do, forgetting about me, thinking I was just another protester they were finished with, never understanding I am not finished with them, for I am the resistance, and as always, I will return. Okay, I'm actually, okay. Well, okay, no, I'm not going to sing yet. Tonight, I'm going to sing in front of people solo for the first time in my life. And it's only because I love these songs so much, and because I love, in particular, Rod Coronado and Jonathan Paul, and it's dedicated to them. Yeah. Well, okay. I
think it good, Andy.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Anybody here ever sink a whaling ship? What is this, a Sierra Club? Okay, well, this is also by Dwight Worker, Agent 13. And this one is called Paying Them Back. Mm-hmm. Sorry for this. Okay, there we go. Okay. The Norwegian prosecutor sent me a registered letter delivered personally by U.S. federal marshals. First time I've ever had such service from our government. I tore it open, and at the top it said, "Indictment." They had charged me with sinking the whale ship Nebrania. They charged me with the destruction of private property. Their total expenses for the damage and additional security were $28 million and still rising. And they blamed it all on me. They said they reserved the right to collect payment, said I might have to pay it all back. If they can't traffic in endangered flesh, then they'll try to get their money out of a saboteur's ass. So I thought, $28 million? God damn! Well, I'm just a little bit short this week. But that's not bad pay for just one night's work. Well, I've always been one to pay back my debts, so I started writing them a proposal. I began it with, "I'm sure we can work out a repayment schedule here. Would you guys accept, say, $10 a year?" But then I decided to write them a letter. I addressed it to the Department of Whale Extermination. I enclosed a personalized check to them for $28 million and jotted down this note of explanation. It said, "Cash it quick, because I'll just have $14 left after it clears, and you know, that's just enough to buy another monkey wrench and beers." Then I said, "Sorry for the inconvenience. Next time I'll try to keep my accounts more in the black. You see, when it comes down to our debts to nature, let's always try to make sure we're paying them back." Okay, I'm going to do Rod and John are right here, right? Okay. This, sorry, John, but this poem was actually dedicated to Rod and David by the poet who wrote it. And Dwight, at the 94 Rendezvous, taught an hour-long workshop on how to sink whaling ships. I shot it on video, and you can see it at that Hey Duke video YouTube channel I have. It's really cool. And the first half is really great ocean ecology stuff.
Andy, there's a mic available.
Oh, okay. This one here?
Hey, Andy, cool. If we elect you president, are you going to pardon us?
Yeah.
Give us our gun rights back?
I will make my first pledge as a presidential candidate that the first thing I will do is pardon Jonathan Paul, Rod Coronado, and all of the ecological and COINTELPRO political prisoners of America. Of course, I'm never going to be president. Who the fuck wants to be president? Okay, sink it. So Dwight actually wrote a handbook you can get. In fact, I saw at the zine table someone had photocopied it called Sink It. Well, this is that instruction manual turned into a poem. And so, this, if you don't know it, Rod and David Hewitt, is that right? Howitt. Yeah, these two guys sank whaling ships in Island Harbor back in 1986 and inspired the hell out of us. And apparently it inspired Dwight, too. Okay. Now listen carefully, because you'll be tested afterward. "Bash it, and bend it, and bust it, and break it. Scuttle it and seek it most any way you can. Maybe we're just grains of sand in their gears of destruction. But do it if you can. If you can get aboard without being caught, then you're over half the way there.
Now hide yourself on the deck and wait it out to see if anyone comes. For if they have seen you and are coming to get you, better to go down for trespass than sabotage. If no one comes, then break into the boat. Pick that lock or bust it free, cut it or torch it, or pry it from its hinge. Then get inside quickly before anyone sees. Drop down into the engine room. You may find another door locked. Bust this one open just like the other. They can't see you now from the dock. Now you're surrounded by tons of machines, gauges, and pipe. The ultimate robot man's dream. For those with only oil for blood. For those with only pistons firing for heartbeats. Find the seacock quickly. It's where they let the salt water in to cool the engine, fight fires, wash decks, or whatever. It's this valve we're going to do in. First, shut it off completely. Then take the handle off the valve stem. Then with a crescent or pipe wrench, disconnect the piping bolted to it. Take it off completely. Don't be in a rush. Put out all the studs and pull out all the studs and bolts until the pipe drops. Now it's wide open, just waiting to gush. Then put your pipe wrench on the valve stem and open it as far as it can possibly go. And what do you see down below you? Seawater exploding all over. But don't stop now. Pull on the pipe wrench as hard as you can until you jam that valve wide open. Then take your wrench and bash that valve stem hard. Bend it, break it, jam it so it's locked open with tons of seawater pouring through it. Soon this valve will be underwater, impossible for anyone to close by hand. Hey, your work is almost over. Baby, this ship is about to hit the fan. Now gather up all your tools and get out of the engine room, but before you close the door, toss in a tear gas canister for good measure. Then put your own padlock on that door. Now ease your tools into the harbor, not with a splash, because they're as heavy as lead. I know it's a terrible waste to throw them away, but just try explaining those bolt cutters to a cop instead. Now get off the ship and release the mooring lines. Then GTFO out of the harbor, out of the city, GTFO out of the country, GTFO out of this world. They'll be looking for you shortly. Remember, S-I-N-K, sink, is a four-letter word. So just get the fuck out and keep going. You don't want to go down just like the boat. I want you to live on to become the serial sinker. I want your warrior's pride intact. It's okay to gloat. So help that drift netter drift down to the bottom. Dump that toxic dumping ship to its final burial grounds. Stick that harpoon up any boat that's been killing whales. After all, this is just recycling on a grand scale. So bash it and bend it, or bust it or break it, scuttle it and sink it most any way you can. Maybe we're just grains of sand in their gears of destruction, but do it, do it, do it if you can. Do it, do it, do it if you can. Okay, I think I'll sing now. This is a song that was written by a guy named Paul Kaplan. He's a friend of Pete Seeger's. And our guy, Bill Oliver, and Glenn Waldeck, and Dana Lyons brought this song to us. Bill was asked for a whaling song, and it's like, why would an ecologist sing a whaling song? So this is a whaling song from the point of view of the whale. Call me the whale, for that's what I am, and what I aim to be. You may call yourselves the kings of the land, but I reign over the sea, brave boys. I reign over the sea. Now you came after... Yes, please sing along, clap, whatever. Now you came after me with your matchstick boats and your harpoon poised for the kill. When I looked you in the eye, I did not see you cry. But I know I gave you a chill, brave boys. I know I gave you a chill. And I never really meant you any harm, brave boys, when I sent you to the bottom with my tail. I was only trying to show you that you should have stayed at home instead of on the oceans chasing whales, brave boys. Instead of on the oceans chasing whales. But more and more you came. Let's see. Okay, I'll get it.
Brain fart.
No, it's just bad memory. I wasn't supposed to do this. Okay, no, I'll get it in a second.
I got it, Andy.
Huh?
I know the verse.
What's the third verse? But more and more decay. Dana's going to help me with this one. Hey, Dana.
But you never learned your lesson, and more you came, till I ran out of places to hide. When your boats got so big, I could not bring you down. I knew that you had turned the tide, brave boys. I knew that you had turned the tide. And now you hunt me down with your factory ships, and you never even touch me with your hands. In the mornings I am playing with my babies in the waves, and the afternoons I'm packed into your cans, brave boys. The afternoons I'm packed into your cans. And you've gotten so efficient with your implements of death that now I am barely alive. But if you treat each other the way you've treated me, I think I'm going to survive, brave boys. I think I'm going to survive. Call me the whale, for that's what I am and what I aim to be. You may call yourselves the kings of the land, but I reign over the sea, brave boys. I reign over the sea. Woo!
Yeah,
I'm singing it.
Nice work.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful.
Hey,
whisper.
Is that working? Is that working?
Is that
working?
Okay.
Testing.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't really need a mic. I guess I go. Sorry if I'm too loud on this. Can you? Is it going? Okay. So we are your lovely hostesses, maybe? MCs? In dresses and vestesses. And we have a few announcements. One is if you have an acoustic set and you feel ready to go, if you could come to the stage and talk to us, that'd be great. The other is,
if you want amplified music, we'd like it if you played later in the night, so let us know if you want to be amplified, and we'll put a little star by your namey, and then we can get going.
Okay, let's have a fun, safe-ish night. Enjoy.
Am I going to throw this right now?
Here, come here.
Oh my God. So there's an on-off switch whisper that you can turn off.
The mic? Well, there's one right there.
Yeah.
Well, can it be housed in
whisper,
the...
Whisper.
Yeah, you can talk it that way.
Just,
okay.
Yeah,
you
can
see
it.
Hi, my name is Fox. Before I came out to the Tree Sits, I was really into electronic music. I still am. And I really couldn't figure out a way to get my fill until I found a certain instrument that sounds kind of electronic, but it's totally not electronic. It's called a jaw harp. And I made several songs while I was sitting in Yggdrasil or Kalima or one of those Tree Sits. And then I've since added titles to them. This first one is called Fuck It, I'll Climb It.
Fuck it, I'll climb it.
Wait.
Fuck it, I'll climb it.
Don't worry how your line set. I'll climb it. It doesn't matter. Fuck it. This next song is just a dedication to all the shooting stars that I saw from the Tree Sits. Thank you. Come to Nest this summer.